Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday. Welcome to the LaLisa Williams Show. I am Coach LaLisa Williams here to empower, to motivate you. I have a very powerful guest. He will be coming to the line momentarily. But let me tell you, Apostle David E. Taylor, some of you know he was here before, back in sometime, I believe, in February he was on. Now he is still on a crusade for Christ Jesus. My God, he has a Miracles in America crusades against cancer. My God, my God. Here is a man of God who is not afraid to be used by God. All out. I'm talking about full force. Amen. In August, starting August the 8th through the 11th, they're going to be up in Detroit. My God, my God. At the JMMI World Headquarters in Detroit. My God. Taylor, Michigan. The Joshua Ministries. Gosh, that's a lot to say. That's a tongue twister. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. If you can make it there August the 8th through the 11th this year, I'm telling you, you know, last time we had him on the air, it was a showdown, get down. I mean, God moved mightily. There was healing that went forth. People were calling in, inboxing us, letting us know that they had received their healing in the name of Jesus. So if I was you, as we wait for the man of God, you know, I think about the Holy Spirit. It says, wait for the endowment from power of power from on high. Well, he's going to be calling in any moment, and if I was you, I would make sure that I had my radio, that I had my internet, my cell phone, however you can dial in to get some of this, because I'm telling you, last time it was awesome and amazing, and I do believe that he is on the air. He's standing by waiting for us to bring him on, and so let me see if he is ready to bring a powerful message. Is this Apostle David? Are you on the line with us? Apostle David, okay. Let's see. We will continue to wait for the man of God to come on the air with us. Apostle David, if you are on the air, if you are on the line, just hit your number one key, and I will know that that is you and that you are ready for us to introduce you to some and just present you to others, because you have been here before and some others know. But I'm telling you, if you have a comment or a question, I know people are tuning in ready to hear from this awesome, awesome man of God. If you're here, amen, praise God. I don't want to bring in the wrong person. Apostle David, is this you?
Yes, this is.
Praise God. I am excited. Well, you know, I saw the flyer, The Miracles in America. My God.
Yes.
Whew. Well, I tell you, I know that you are traveling, you are busy going about preaching the gospel, laying hands on the sick. People are recovering. Oh, my God. People are getting healed and set free. Me and my sister, we have a radio show that comes on Sundays at 6, and it's titled Sisters in the Spirit. But one of the things that we always talk about is Mark 16, and we love to talk about, and this is the power that we have from God. And so for God to bring you to our midst, I'm not surprised, you see, because it's not just enough for us to talk about and tell people that they can have this kind of power without really being able to demonstrate that it does exist. And so we just appreciate you. We thank God for Apostle Tanya Blunt, who connected us together. We do have people standing by in the chat room, on the phone lines. My God, just tell us about this crusade. Give us a miracle word, my God, that someone who is standing in need of a healing right now in Jesus' name, from cancer, from high blood pressure, from all manners of sickness and disease in this hour like never before. My God, that somebody is going to be healed today from that tumor, or somebody is going to be healed and set free from their sickness and their disease. God bless you. For those of you who don't know, this is Apostle David E. Taylor. You can find him on the internet. You can find him in Michigan next month, but we're going to give you some more information toward the end. But welcome back with us, Apostle David E. Taylor.
I am happy to be with you. Thank you so much, woman of God. You said the right thing about the power of God. The Lord has given us the power to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and to cast out devils. It is known as the kingdom.
My Lord.
This is what most churches are not familiar with. They know church government, but they don't know kingdom government.
My God.
The Bible says that we are kings and priests. Christ, through his blood, has made us kings and priests. We have mastered the priestly side of the church. The priests always dealt with things pertaining to the house of God, but the kings always went out to battle. So we don't understand our function as kings, but we do understand our functions as priests. Priests always dealt inside the house and took care of the government of the church. So it says God has set some in the house or in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, and thirdly teachers. See, we've mastered the fivefold ministry. And we just done that, which we are so backslidden. And we think to be an apostle, a bishop, or to put a big bishop hat on and a gold chain, or to be a prophet, or to be some type of evangelist, is the epitome of Christendom. But that is false. The epitome of Christendom is to be a king. Jesus never talked to the apostles after they asked him, they says, we have forsaken all and have followed you. And Peter said to Jesus, says, what will we have? And then Jesus says, you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. He also told them, he says, you are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, not a bishop hat, a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me. And so Jesus never taught these guys about being an eternal apostle or prophet or some type of teacher or some type of religious leader. He talked to them about sitting on thrones. He talked to them about their eternal assignment and their eternal destiny in the next world. And so that's what the Bible says, that we can taste the powers of the world to come. That's what a king is. So one of the things that has been wrong is we've tried to face a demonic kingdom with a church anointing, and it don't work. And so we go out as priests and try to combat sickness, death, and all of that, which I've had the privilege of seeing so many thousands healed from cancer and all other diseases, hundreds of thousands healed from other things. And I've seen the dead raised over 16 times. And what I'm saying is that Christ gave us a commission through the apostles when he first sent them out. He says, go preach the kingdom of God. He didn't say go preach on seven steps to how to get prosperous, eight steps how to go down the block and use your gift. He never preached none of that. He told them, when you go out and preach the kingdom of God. So what is wrong? When I was taken to heaven, Jesus told me, he says, your generation has lost the message and the ministry that I sent you all with. He says, y'all have turned it around and you focus inwardly in the church. Now, we know God don't do that. He don't focus inwardly. He focuses outwardly. The message of the kingdom is go. It's being sent. And so he sent the apostles out. You know, sometimes we wait to be sent. You know, we got to be in ministry for 11 years or 7 years. The Bible says these guys went out the first year or 2 years being with Jesus. And he says, preach the kingdom. That's the first thing that most Christians don't know how to do. Now, there's a buzzword going around about the kingdom now. But I can still tell the church don't even know what she's preaching. Because it's one thing to teach on the kingdom, another thing to preach or proclaim it and show them demonstration of it. And so we got a lot of teachers about the kingdom, but we ain't got a lot of demonstrators. And so Jesus, if you notice, he told them, preach the kingdom. Then he says, cast out devils.
My God.
Raise the dead. He gave them a commission. Heal the sick. Cast out devils, raise the dead, freely you have received, freely you give. And
yeah,
so we have a commission to raise the dead. Raising
Hallelujah.
The dead, just raising the dead is a commission, just like pastors feel it's a commission to be a shepherd and funeralize people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can you believe so much that you got to be a funeral and funeralize people, but you don't put the emphasis on Jesus' words to stop death? And raise the dead. That don't make no sense. And see, when you're not in them, you think backwards. You don't think supernaturally. You think naturally. And so the church has turned God's ball game and his will into a carnal fest. And the reason why they don't have the spirituality to do any of these things is because they're too church-minded. They're vibing for positions. They want a title in front of their name. I mean, I've seen so many people, even on Facebook, they have a title as long as, you know, long as the street down in Las Vegas. You know, I mean, what I'm saying, when we're full of pride, we lack power. Because the Bible says, the Lord says he resists the proud, but he gives grace. That word grace means divine empowerment, divine glory. He giveth grace to the humble. And so it takes a life of humility, a life of fasting and praying. And so I want to say this. The Lord spoke to me. He says, I want you to attack this spirit, the stronghold of cancer. As you all know, some of you seen on our YouTubes, and everything. For the last 16 years, God has been having me go in regions and break demonic towers, strongholds. I have seen mafia establishments come down in whole regions. I have seen all the bars. I'm not talking about overseas. I'm talking about in America. I've seen all the bars in one region in America shut down because the bar owners gave their life to God. I have seen whole hospitals empty. I'm not talking about two or three people coming out. I'm talking about every single person in the hospital being healed. And I'm telling you, I have seen the power of God because Jesus taught me. Now, you all know, you've heard some of my testimony. Some of you read my book of face-to-face appearances. But when I was 17 years old, I was a typical teenager, woman of God, smoking dope, drinking, and doing all of this. And Jesus appeared to me in a dream like he appeared to Paul on the road to Damascus. I saw the risen Lord. He was in a white robe. He talked to me, and he changed my life. And I really believe most of the preachers today, the reason why they don't have real power to do anything is because they don't have real contact. If you read the Bible, the men who had real encounters and contact with God, they came out with power. Moses met God at the burning bush. God talked with him. He came out with a staff and started splitting Red Seas. Paul comes out of meeting Jesus off the road of Damascus, and he starts spinning handkerchiefs off his body, and they were healing the sick. You understand? I believe one of the biggest problems in our country today in Christendom with the preachers is that they go to seminary school, but they've never really had divine contact. And this is one of the things I'm preaching today, that until you get a divine contact, till you get a face-to-face with God or with Jesus, you don't come out with this extraordinary power that the men of old came out with. And I believe that once a man or woman have contact with God in this way, they're changed. And so that's what happened to me. I was changed as a 17-year-old teenager. I was in the 12th grade. I stood on top of the heaters and preached Jesus and got people saved. I was on fire. I couldn't believe it. I was a gangster. I was evil. But when I saw Jesus, and I had heard of him from my parents, which they've been very devout Christians for many years, and they even taught us about the Lord, but he wasn't really real to me. I just believed in him because they told me. But when he came to me and I saw him, I put two and two together. I said, if this man who our parents have taught us has risen from the dead, I said, I've seen him. I said, then everything in the Bible got to be true. That led me on a quest to find out where was the power of God for today. Where was the real glory of God? Where was all of this stuff that the preachers preached about on Sunday but never demonstrated on Monday? I wanted to know where was the real thing. I was sick of church. I was sick of seeing religious behavior and no power. After Christ came to me, I said, this can't be the real thing. I said, I've seen Jesus. When I went back to church after I was a gangster, you know, and I said, this couldn't be it. This couldn't be it. I've seen the risen Lord. I talked with him. He talked with me. And I said, everything got to be real because he's alive. I was like a child. And so I started to ignore what I saw in the church, the result. And I started to put my head in the Bible and find out what was happening. That's what led to this worldwide miracle ministry and signs and wonders ministry. And I still haven't stopped seeking it. But what I want to say is that the Lord spoke to me to start a national attack against cancer.
Come on now.
And one of the reasons why is because cancer is the strong man in our country. Now, in every nation, there's a strong man of sickness somewhere. And so Jesus said, the principle Jesus taught is you bind the strong man, you'll spoil his goods. Well, see, cancer, there are more evil sicknesses that are more wicked and stronger than cancer. But cancer is the strategical one. He's the strong man. That's why he says, when a strong man keep his palace, His arms are in, his things are in, you know, protection. But this is the thing, he says, but when he loses that place, he go back and get seven more spirits more stronger or wicked than himself. So the strong man is not necessarily the what you would call the most powerful or the most wickedest. He's just the most smartest. That's the key. And so what the Lord has told me is that the strong man in America is cancer, because when people hear about cancer, the first thing they have is a fear of death. And you can't walk in faith with fear. You can't walk in faith. You can't walk in faith with fear. And so most of the people who were healed in the Bible, I want y'all to hear this out here, most of them were healed by their faith, not Jesus' faith. you always say to them, your faith has made you whole. Hmm. Now, you got to understand something about Satan's kingdom. He's always a day late and a day short.
Behind
the Lord Jesus, behind God. So you got to understand, he saw everything Jesus did, and now he's trying to counteract that. So what did he do? He tried to discourage people from having faith in God so the miracles and the miraculous or the living God cannot be demonstrated today. So what did he do? He sends a sickness that bursts fear in people. The first time people hear of cancer, and I may be talking to some of you, you may be dying of cancer right now, but God is going to heal you, and he's going to break that demon of cancer in your body. I just want to say this. You know, and so one of the things is most people were healed in the Bible by their faith, not the Lord's faith. And so Satan has strategically undermined the faith of people by putting some on earth that destroy their faith, especially in America. It puts fear in them. And so the Lord says, if you bind cancer and you start healing so many thousands like I've commissioned you all to do anyway, he says faith will start rising in America, and men in America will start believing to heal everything. So you got to understand that this strategical point with cancer ain't just about one sickness. It's about all of them. And so once the strong man is broken, many other sicknesses are going to be healed in America. Do y'all hear me out there? Leukemia, all kind of heart diseases, other wicked diseases, diabetes, arthritis, any other disease is going to be broken because we are attacking the strong man August the 8th through the 11th in America. We are breaking Goliath, and we're going to put a stone in his head.
Woo!
You understand that. And so what I'm saying, God has given us the kingdom to fight and to break his power.
Hallelujah.
And so until we come to the realization that the Lord is here to deliver our country, I am so excited.
I'm excited with you, God Almighty. Woo! Oh, yes. Bless God. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please.
No, that's all okay. I mean, woman of God, we have leaders coming from all kind of places in America, bringing buses from all over. They're bringing people sick with cancer. I want you all to bring people who are sick with cancer, bring them from all over the country. Yeah. I want you to know this is America's hour of deliverance, to be free from cancer, to be free from sickness, to be free in America.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I feel that, God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You said so many. I was trying to type and listen, so I do forgive me, y'all, for the little clicking of the keys in the background, but I couldn't type fast enough. I was putting some messages as you were speaking, Apostle David, on Facebook, because there are millions of people on Facebook. And so, oh, man, sick people every day. There are people lifting up their children, their family members, people with all manner of disease, my God, and what you said about the fear and the faith and then fear not being able to really receive what God has for us through the faith. Because like you said, people were healed through their faith. So if there is no faith, my God, how can they heal? Oh, you know what? I can't even finish. I'm just done. I'm like, my God.
Well, you're right. They can't believe. And so this is what I'm saying. Most of the miracles that Jesus did on earth,
my Lord,
was because of their faith, not his.
Yes.
The Bible says the children of Israel limited God because of their lack of faith. And Moses did what he did because he trusted God. And so most of the things that are done in the earth today is done because of genuine faith. This is the foundation I'm standing on as well, where it says, is there any sick among you? I want y'all to hear this because this scripture the Lord has highlighted to me right now. He says, I've read it for years, but he has highlighted it to me. He says, is there any sick among you? Then he gives us a remedy. Let us call, let him. It doesn't say let them. It says let him call for the church. You see, what's wrong today is not that I don't believe just preachers don't have faith. The people, some of the people don't believe anymore.
So what
I'm saying in the Bible, when they saw Jesus coming, they had so much faith, they would just touch the hem of his garment and get healed. That was their faith. Faith makes you creative. They saw Peter's shadow, and they put people sick in his shadow. That means they drew on the faith or the power that was in these men. And so when you see a man who God raised up with power, you got to come with faith. You got to come believing that you're going to be healed.
My Lord.
Why most of the people in the Bible, there were large crowds who were healed because they came believing. It is Satan's job to undermine our faith and to undermine your belief system. Even if you come to a crusade and you don't get healed the first time, don't cry and say it's faith. Come back. Come back to the next one. I've seen people come to my crusade for a whole year in a wheelchair, and God does nothing. After a year, they get healed. I don't have all the answers. I can't explain everything. All I know is that he do heal today, and miracles are for today. And so I am so excited to this major thing that God is about to do. I am very excited, and I'm very humble about what God is ready to do for his people, woman of God. I am. And so I encourage you all with this scripture where it says, is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. It says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
My Lord.
And that's my motto, is saving the sick in 2012.
Yes, God.
Beyond saving the sick.
Yes,
saving the sick is our campaign. And he says, and if there be any sins, it shall be forgiven him. See,
My
I
Lord.
Think we have it wrong. We're trying to get people saved.
My Lord.
Jesus never did that. He healed them first.
My Lord.
See, the prayer of faith saves the sick, and then while they're getting healed, their sins are also forgiven at the same time. God saves them.
Glory.
Oh, my
Glory.
Goodness. Because we try to save people without the love of God. It says, he says, by loving kindness have I drawn thee. So how did he win somebody? By showing his love. How do you show love? By action.
My
not
Lord.
By talking. And so he healed them. He did something good for them. He healed them. And then what happened was, in turn, they served him.
My Lord.
They
my
loved
God.
Him. Their sins were forgiven. And so I believe the Bible is true where the Lord says, by loving kindness have I driven you. So he don't come preaching to you about your sins and to get saved like most Christians do. He don't do that. He starts with showing love to you by healing your sick, healing the people in your family with cancer, striking
Lord.
Through that diabetes and that leukemia, killing that devil of blood cancer, liver Lord. Cancer. You understand? And so this is what he's about. God is still going about doing good and healing all, as the Bible says in Acts. Hallelujah.
If there is any sick among you, amen, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what the scripture says. If there are any sick among you, it tells you what to do. And so what I'm doing is I'm calling all the elders from around the nation to join me in Detroit so we can pray a national prayer against cancer.
Yes.
For the sick. God promised, the Bible says, and the Lord shall raise him up.
My
if there
God.
Be any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. It says, let them pray over him, anoint him with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. That's a promise.
Oh.
And the Lord shall raise him up. And the oil represents our anointings. When we come together, we're going to bring all our anointings together, and we're going to pray against this one demon of cancer together. So
my
I have
Lord.
National leaders coming. Of course, we're gonna see miracles in that service. But our main strategy, because we know we can't get all of America in that one building, our main strategy is to come together and pray over America as one man.
Thank you, God.
Okay? As one man.
In unity, yes, God.
In unity, to come together as one man and to see America as that man in James chapter 5.
My Lord.
That's called to be healed.
James.
We're going to see America as one man. We're going to pray for America as a one-man person.
That's God.
Okay. And so we're going to anoint America with oil, with our anointings. We're going to pray the prayer of faith. And that's the key. It ain't just any prayer. It's the prayer
Come
of
on.
Faith.
Come on now.
And so this is what's wrong. We get a lot of praying, but we get little results because we don't understand faith. It's the prayer of faith that's going to save the sick. And so once we start praying, it's over.
My Lord, hallelujah. Glory. Well, we're down to the last few minutes of the broadcast. Oh, my God. Well, man of God, this is just awesome. And, you know, people will be able to go back and listen to the archives. We'll, you know, post it several times. But I just want to really just bless God for you and thank God for your life. And I know that you're humble because the fact that you would come here on this little show, you know, and bring such a powerful, bold word to God's people. So for those of you who are listening in, I want to give you his website, joshuamediaministries.org, and you can sign up and register for the conference. You can also call. Praise God. I didn't lose you, did I?
No, I'm still here.
Okay, praise God. I wanted to make sure I still had you there. I want to just read the number they can call, 1-877-THE-GLORY. That's a number. A seating is free, but it is filling up fast, so call to register today, 1-877-THE-GLORY, or you can go to the website, Joshua, just as it sounds, Joshua Media Ministries.org. Services will be 7 p.m. nightly, August the 8th through the 11th. As he said, calling leaders, also calling people who want to be healed.
Yes.
Amen. And we taught more about how to activate your faith. God, wake up your faith. Get your faith started. Amen. Go ahead. I'm just listening. God bless you.
Yes, well, that's what we want. I want you all to bring anybody you know with cancer. These are the statistics. 1,500 people die a day, every day with cancer. That means by the time we get off this phone, and we were on here for an hour. By the time we get off for an hour, 150 people has died. We're not talking about people who have cancer. We're talking about people who are in the last breath of it. And that number is steady rising. 1,500 people a day, that's a church day. How many of them are going to hell? You see, and what God taught me is that Satan is harvesting people through sickness. We don't understand his work. He's harvesting souls through death and hell. Death and hell works with him. And so cancer is a death sickness, and when people die, he harvests them. It is also known 7.3 million people die worldwide annually of cancer. Do you know 7.3 million? Now listen to this. The statistics say this is recorded, 1 out of every 4 Americans will die of cancer, or they die of cancer. They are dying of cancer. Another 1 out of the 4 have cancer. They are diagnosed. It's in their body. That's 50%. That's 2 out of every 4 people will be dealing with cancer. One set will die. The others will be battling. Now, there are 350 million Americans. 350 million Americans in America, and that means over 150 million, that's half, are dealing with cancer. 150 million Americans. Do you see the harvest that Satan is using sickness? This spirit is a principality in America. And many of you have seen in Detroit recently, God helped me to break the drug lords or to break the demonic principality of drugs in Detroit. And the Lord told me to tell them that he was breaking in, that it would be on the news. It came out on the news. It was big. The second thing he had me breaking was slave trafficking, human slave trafficking, how they've been stealing our little girls and abducting our little boys. We're not going to put up with this anymore. We've been given the authority. We're not going to sit up and let the devil have our country with homosexuality and let the devil have our country with slave trafficking, drugs, or anything else. We're with the principality of cancer.
Amen.
We have been called. And my thing is, I'm speaking to the leaders. Where is anybody who's addressing these issues? And I'm not talking about politically. I'm talking about spiritually where the real answer lies. I mean, it's like Goliath is raging and nobody's fighting him. Nobody is challenging these demons. Let me tell you something. When I was a little boy, it wasn't even heard of. Children. I mean, the law enforcement called me from Atlanta and told me 653 little girls, now they're abducting little boys, have been abducted in 1 month off the streets in Atlanta.
My God.
That's staggering. In 1 month, 653 children, little girls.
Yes,
the devil's
right.
Taking our little girls to these insane men. Let me tell you something. Through this underworld, billion-dollar corporation, a mafia establishment that's abducting our children. Let me tell you something. We must confront this demon. I told them in Detroit, I said, God is going to break this thing where the biggest bust of slave trafficking, human slave trafficking, just came out in Detroit.
My
and now
God.
The Lord showed me a dream. He says, the next thing you attack is cancer.
Come
the
on
principality
now.
Of cancer. And this spirit is killing our families, killing our children, killing our moms and dads, killing pastors in the pulpit.
Okay.
We must stand up.
We must.
We must.
Hallelujah.
Stand up. If we don't stand up, then who will? But see,
nobody
the church
will.
Don't stand up. The church don't stand up because they're operating in a defensive anointing.
My
because
God.
The church is a defensive arm of God. The kingdom is the offense.
Come on
so
now.
Until we stand up and be kings like little David was, he was anointed to be a king when he was 17 years old.
He stood up against
Goliath.
Come on now.
And this is what I'm saying. It's only a kingly anointing that makes you stand up against giants and
their power.
Yeah. Let me say this to you. We are called to break the power of the enemy.
Break it.
And we have been given the power by God so that a bow of steel is broken by our hands.
I receive.
Woman of God, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, listen.
I want to pray for the people. Can I do that real quickly?
Please. Please.
Do we have time?
Yes.
I want to pray right now. Thank you. I want all of you who are believing God to heal you of some type of disease in your body, especially cancer. I want you to pray. I want to pray with you the prayer of faith that God will heal you. And so the prayer of faith ain't something you got to feel, because faith ain't feelings. It has nothing to do with your five senses. We walk by faith and not by sight. That means the prayer of faith defies what it sees. I don't care how bad the situation is. As a matter of fact, I don't need to see you. I don't need to see how bad it is. You don't even have to give me information. My ears don't even need to process that. All I know and I stand on in the prayer of faith is that God heals the day. And I know that when we pray, cancer is going to die in your body. Any other disease is going to die. And you got to believe for that. You got to believe that you're going to get up out of that wheelchair while you hear me over the radio. Or you're going to come off that cane and you're going to throw it down. Because that's what's going to happen. God's power is going to go through your body. And you're not going to need that cane or that crutch or that wheelchair anymore. You're not going to need it. And so what I'm saying to you is that God is here to heal you. But I also want to give you one more invite. I need the nation to meet me and bring your family members with cancer, or any family who has lost somebody with cancer needs to be there. Bring them to Detroit August the 8th or the 11th. It's going to be national. Father, I pray for every single person listening to this broadcast. Lord God, I humble myself before you. And without you, we can do nothing. We are nothing without you. But Lord, we know that you have given us power to do all things. We thank you for your glory. We thank you
thank
for
you.
Your authority and the power you've given
thank
us to break sickness and disease.
Hallelujah.
That you sent your apostles out and you gave them power and authority
God.
To cure diseases, not to treat them, but to cure them. And Lord, right now, you've given us the same authority and power
Hallelujah.
In this century, not to treat diseases, but to cure them.
God, thank
Lord,
you,
right
God.
Now, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and I curse every demon of cancer. I rebuke all sickness on this phone. I command by the kingly power for this sickness and disease to go in Jesus' name. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. There's a lady listening named Reetha or something like this. The Lord is healing your chest. I give you praise. I just heard that name. I give you praise. That's right, lady. It's the left side of your body, your chest. The Lord is healing you. I give you praise. Many of you are beginning to feel God's power on your body. You're beginning to feel heat. Lord, I give you praise. Someone in your knees, you're being healed. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. That's right. Blood cancer is also being healed. Someone with blood cancer is being healed. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. Yes, Lord. The Lord is speaking to me about you, woman of God. You've experienced pain in your back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's healing you in your lower back and in your middle part of your back. I don't know what this is. I see just God's power going down your spine and your lower part of your back. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus, I give you glory. A shoulder condition is being healed. You just felt heat go through your body.
Hallelujah.
That's right, man. The Lord is healing you. Our eye condition is being healed. Yes, Lord, I rebuke that devil of glaucoma. It goes in Jesus' name. Diabetes is leaving. I give you praise. Cancer and tumors are leaving. I give you praise. Arthritis is leaving. I give you praise. Asthma is leaving. I give you praise. Bronchitis is leaving. I give you praise. AIDS is leaving. I give you praise. So many people are being healed. A foot, an ankle condition is being healed. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. I need you all to call that line, 1-877-THE-GLORY. Tell us what's happening right now. Many of you are being healed. You feel heat going through your body. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. Swelling in the ankles are being healed. I give you praise. A bone disease. A bone disease is being healed. Lady, you just felt God's heat. That heat go through your body. I give you praise. Migraines are leaving. I give you praise. Another tumor is leaving. I give you praise. In the right breath, a tumor in the right breath is leaving. I give you praise. Wonderful Jesus. That's right. Migraines. More migraines are being healed. I give you praise. One arthritis. Someone else is being healed. Arthritis in all your joints. You just felt God's power go through you. I give you praise. You just felt heat go through your body. I give you praise. I see a man with AIDS. The Lord is healing you, man.
Yes,
that's right. You have AIDS. Lord, period. That deadly disease.
Thank you, God.
Lord, I pray for every single person out there that's listening in Jesus' name. I pray that their lives will never be the same in Jesus' name.
Oh,
hallelujah. Thank
God is good. God is awesome. God is amazing. Oh, well, Apostle David Taylor, God bless you and the work that you are doing. The teaching is powerful. I receive it. I know so many people who are listening have received great miracles already. I put the 800 number on my page for people to call in and give their testimonies of the healing. Others will be listening to the archives. Oh, my God. This is only God. Only God could do this. May he continue to empower you and bless you with all manner of goodness. And may he just continue to, oh, man, just the teaching is just so, you know, it's so right, because I went out yesterday on the streets in Newark to an area where people are on drugs and prostituting. And, you know, I was just led to go there by the Holy Spirit. And I went, and, you know, so what you're saying today is just confirmation that, you know, you talk about go ye. It's not that we sit in a church building, but we got to go out to the streets. And, you know, people would say, well, aren't you scared? And don't go by yourself. And I said, well, you really don't know my God then, because you really don't know who is with me. And so all I can do is go with that David spirit, you know, and that we can fight Goliath, because it's not us,
yes,
but it's power of God through us. And at that time, I didn't even know that you had already been praying and coming against this, you know, the drug cartels and the gangsters and all of this stuff on our streets. And so I'm just blown away. I really am speechless. I'm just amazed. I'm just so amazed at how God is using, you know, little old me to be a part of such a major, miraculous move of God in this hour. So I know that wherever you are, there's great healing that's taking place everywhere you go, because this is who you are. This is what you represent. And I just thank God for your life. I'm so glad to you, whoever your parents were that birthed you. I'm just so glad that you're here on this earth. And I'm just glad. You just don't know how glad I am.
I'm so humbled. And I would love for you to help us too with this, bringing people from New York and from your surrounding area with cancer, and also leaders.
And
I want to thank Apostle Tonya Blunt. She's such a blessing. Open the door. She's getting a bus together in three different locations, North Carolina, Virginia, and New York. And
okay.
So, I mean, we just want everybody to be there. I mean, the Lord is summoning the nation to Detroit. And I believe when we come together collectively, you know, a lot of the work now, I've raised up teams to go out on the street, and they've been sending me videos back of, I've just seen the videos of people getting healed on the street, throwing down their canes and crutches, running and walking around and can't believe they're healed. You know, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, a team of young people and also older people just going out, you know, being, because I'm teaching them how not to just be a prophet or an apostle. It's time to be a king. You're more than an apostle. You're more than a prophet. You're more than a pastor. That's your priestly gifts.
That's a whole nother teaching. We're going to run out of time, and it's going to just cut us off.
Yeah.
But that's all. That right there just,
That's a whole, I mean, I'll talk with Apostle Tanya and see if we can schedule you to come back, but we want you to come back after, you know, August the 11th, after you, or if you have a, you know, time, your schedule permits, to just come back and do some teaching about our rightful place as, you know, members of the kingdom. Subject of the kingdoms, where the power really lies, so that we can get, our families are dying. We know it. We're dying. Our families are dying, and we feel like we have no hope. But the devil is a liar. We have power, and so we're going to have you back and talk about that. But thank you so much. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day and whatever it is that you got to do, and we will definitely connect with Apostle Tanya Blunt and let her know how everything went, and we'll post the archives as soon as we hang up. I will post the show. We'll be online, and you can also post it anywhere you'd like, and you could have the link, and you can post it on your website and what have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so humbled. Thank you for having me come.
You're an awesome man of God. May God continue to just do all that your heart desires that he would give you. And I know he's, well, it goes without saying, you don't get to